Hello and welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit and Dr. Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about symptoms that affect the lives of up to 10 million Canadians. Before the commercial break, we talked about the role that genetics play if you suffer from seasonal allergies. If both your parents suffer from allergies, then there is a 66% chance that you will also. So if you have this genetic predisposition, we talked about things that you can start doing now to limit your exposure to the allergens. Things like staying indoors when pollen counts are extremely high, using a HEPA filter in your bedroom, and possibly with your vacuum cleaner as well, and using a saline nasal rinse or spray regularly to clean out your nasal passages of all the pollen and dander.
So all of those are important to take into consideration, but we know that it's impossible to avoid exposure to all allergens. So sometimes our body and our immune system need a little extra support to decrease the inflammation and symptoms that are a result of seasonal allergies. And as always, we should start with our focus on the diet and the foods that we're eating. So our diet can have a huge impact on the amount of inflammation in our body. And we know from when we talked about symptoms of seasonal allergies earlier that it's the inflammation that is causing the symptoms of sneezing, itching, congestion, and headaches.
So the more generalized inflammation that we have going on in our body, the more likely we are to experience symptoms. So that makes sense. So how do we go about decreasing the inflammation through our diets?
Well, first things first is to look for and rule out any food sensitivities. Eliminating these problematic foods may improve, if not completely resolve, your seasonal allergies.
How do foods that we're eating contribute to itching and sneezing?
Well, you know those mast cells that we talked about earlier?
Yeah, the ones you mentioned that release histamine, which is responsible for the inflammation and irritation we feel.
So we have those mast cells lining not only our upper airways, but our digestive tracts as well. So when we're regularly eating foods that we're sensitive to, it creates an allergic response in our digestive system that can cause these mast cells, as well as the mast cells in other parts of our body, to release histamine.
So again, the release of histamine will cause all of those symptoms we're trying to avoid. Itching and swelling of our mouth, nose, throat, and ears, and eyes. So how do we know that if we're eating foods that we're sensitive to?
Well, it's not always easy to determine which foods are problematic because obvious signs and symptoms of food sensitivities are not always present. Now, there are common trigger foods such as wheat, dairy, and soy products. However, there's also a wide range of foods that are potential triggers for people. As a naturopathic doctor, I can order a simple blood test to test for these food sensitivities, or I can help you through an elimination and challenge diet to help you determine your trigger foods.
So besides eliminating foods that we determine we're sensitive to, are there any foods that we can include more of in our diet to help with inflammation?
Of course, including a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, which contain high levels of antioxidants, are going to be anti-inflammatory. Green smoothies are a great way to get lots of antioxidants in. And then also increasing omega-3 fatty acids in the diet. So we can do that by eating more fatty fish, flax seeds, walnuts, and chia seeds, which will all help to decrease inflammation as well.
So there are dietary changes that we can make to help us with the allergy symptoms. So let's talk about some of the supplements and herbs that can be helpful if the diet isn't helping things 100%. Now, I've heard that spirulina can be helpful. What exactly is spirulina?
Well, spirulina is a natural blue-green algae that's incredibly high in protein and a good source of antioxidants, B vitamins, and other nutrients. There was a study that was conducted in 2008, and it looked at the effectiveness of spirulina for treating patients with seasonal allergies. The study showed that spirulina consumption significantly improved the symptoms and physical findings of the participants, including sneezing, nasal congestion, and itching.
So if spirulina is an algae, it would have to come in supplement form.
Well, there are many different types of spirulina out there. Since spirulina has the potential to become contaminated with heavy metals and other toxins, it's important to choose organic spirulina from a reputable choice. It comes in capsules, tablets, and powders that you can easily mix with water or add to your smoothies. The recommended dose is usually between 3 to 5 grams a day.
So when it comes to spirulina, we need to ensure that we're using an organically sourced product to make sure that we're reducing our exposure to heavy metals and toxins. Are there any herbal products that are useful?
Well, when I think about herbs and seasonal allergies, there's one specifically that comes to mind, and it's an herb called butterbur.
So butterbur, how does that help?
So butterbur is one of the herbs that has undergone widespread clinical trials, and it has been proven to be as effective as antihistamine medications for relieving symptoms. So the butterbur works by blocking certain parts of the immune system that, when in overdrive, will cause inflammation and the symptoms of allergies.
So if the butterbur is working just as well as the antihistamines, then potentially one could take the butterbur instead to avoid some of the side effects of the antihistamines, like drowsiness. So butterbur typically comes in a capsule form and can be found in combination with other anti-allergy products or in a capsule on its own.
Butterbur can be used for a few other conditions as well. So clinical trials have looked at butterbur extract for the prevention of migraines, with all of the studies showing a decrease in the number of migraine attacks per month with the use of butterbur. A few studies have also looked at using butterbur to reduce the frequency of asthma attacks in those suffering from chronic asthma. And in addition to butterbur, there's also a compound called quercetin that can be helpful for allergies.
Is quercetin an herb similar to butterbur?
Well, quercetin actually belongs to a group of plant pigments that we call flavonoids. They give many fruits and vegetables and flowers their color. Flavonoids such as quercetin are also considered to be antioxidants.
Now, we've talked about antioxidants on previous shows as being able to neutralize free radicals in the body and preventing them from causing damage to our cells and our DNA.
Yes, that's exactly right. And in addition to these antioxidant effects, quercetin also acts like an antihistamine and an anti-inflammatory as well. So quercetin can actually help to stabilize the mast cells that we talked about release histamine in the body, therefore preventing allergy symptoms.
Now, if quercetin is giving our fruits and vegetables those bright colors, can we just eat more of them to help with the allergies?
Well, quercetin is found in high amounts in citrus fruits, apples, onions, and red wine, so eating more of these in the diet can most definitely not hurt. However, when quercetin is used in supplement form, it can be extremely helpful in reducing allergy symptoms, particularly if you use it in combination with some extra vitamin C. Now, the initial dose of quercetin is 300 milligrams twice a day to help with the allergies.
So we know now that spirulina, butterbur, and quercetin are all good options to try. One last treatment option I know you want to talk about is nettle leaf.
Yeah, so nettle is an herb that's usually known for its hardy growth, and it's often considered to be a weed. It has stinging barb-like hairs that grow on the leaves of the plant, and it has a number of supported medicinal uses. So scientific research has revealed evidence that nettle may improve allergy symptoms in some people. The nettle works similar to some of the other supplements we've talked about and has that antihistamine effect to prevent and relieve allergy symptoms.
So if someone wants to take nettle as a supplement, what form should they be looking for?
Well, nettle works best when it's used in tea form. And the tea works best when you start to drink 2 or more cups daily, about 2 months before allergy season even begins. In addition to the tea form, you can also find nettle in capsule or liquid form as well. So to make the tea, you can easily put 1 ounce of dried nettles into a mason jar and add 1 quart of boiling water. If you let that sit for at least 4 hours, it'll make a nice, strong, medicinal tea that you can drink. So some of the added benefits of consuming nettle tea are that hair will grow faster and thicker, and nails are stronger and less prone to breakage. So this effect may come from the high levels of nutrients in the nettle leaves.
Okay, so in summary, if you are that 1 in 6 Canadians who suffer from seasonal allergies, we know that we should begin by decreasing our overall general inflammation in order to decrease those symptoms of sneezing, nasal drip, itching eyes, and congestion. Being aware of our food sensitivities and diet choices by consuming anti-inflammatory and antioxidant foods, things like omega-3 fatty acids, seeds and nuts, fresh fruits and vegetables. Along with diet choices, we can consider supplements of spirulina, butterbur, quercetin, and nettle leaf, which all have been proven to be helpful in prevention and treatment of seasonal allergies.
So if you have any questions about anything we talked about on the show today, or about naturopathic medicine in general, don't hesitate to contact me, Corey Lapp, naturopathic doctor at Chatham Kent Integrative Health. My clinic's located at 55 Forest Street, which is the former McHugh Public School in Chatham. The telephone number there is 519-351-5858. And you can also visit my website, chathamnaturopath.ca, for even more valuable information, blog posts, and events happening around the clinic. There's lots of exciting changes happening in the next few months, so make sure to keep up to date by joining my mailing list, which you can access through my website as well. Thank you for listening today, and we'll be back on June 13th at 7:30 a.m. for our discussion on digestive health.
And as always, all the supplements and herbs that we mentioned today can be found at The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can visit our website, thehealthyhabitchatham.com, for contact information, store hours, brands we carry, and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health, and also our new radio show page. So if you want to re-listen to this presentation or previous shows, you can go to our website, click on radio show, and again, that's thehealthyhabitchatham.com.
So this year, let's get out ahead of the pollen. Apply these practical suggestions. Not all of them will work or are for everybody, but find one that works for you. Any step taken to avoid the hassle of allergies or the side effects of medications is a step in the right direction.
So you've been listening to Insights for Health, where we help you help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time. And remember that 28 grams of prevention's worth a pound of cure.